You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to Monday's edition of the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We've got plenty of racing to go out on Monday. We'll be live on air on Racing Radio at 1:10 on Monday afternoon with afternoon cards at Musselburgh, Windsor and Yarmouth domestically. There's racing across the Irish Sea at Gowran Park, and we've got racing in the evening on Monday from Wolverhampton, so plenty of meetings to go at. Hopefully there'll be some winning bets put up by the studio throughout the course of the day. But on this edition of the podcast, Sam Norris here. I'm joined by John O'Connell to take a look at a couple of races at Musselburgh, amongst other things. John, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks, Sam.
Good. Enjoyable couple of days in the studio this weekend.
Yeah, good quality stuff. Fantastic days racing at Newmarket on Saturday. Also, we had good quality stuff from York, and over the jumps at Chepstow. Now, just about hitting its straps, isn't it? The jump season. And although we lost Goodwood and Newton Abbott on Sunday, at least some high-quality stuff from Ireland, which is so often the case on Sunday.
Absolutely. In terms of that Newmarket meeting, just a little look back on the Friday and the Saturday that we've had there. They obviously bill this meeting as Future Champions Weekend, or I think it's called the Future Champions Festival or something now. So to have seen the Antipost 1,000 guineas and 2,000 guineas winners both on the card and both win, and were both impressive, maybe not in terms of that they won by absolute miles, but both are impressive for different reasons on the card. And that's what this meeting's really all about, you know, seeing some superstars for next season. And we've got the two Antipost Guineas favourites that we've seen.
Yeah, the 1,000 guineas on Friday, Quadrilateral, who had been supplemented for the Fillies Mile, showed a really good attitude and needed lots of stamina to get up there and nail Powerful Breeze, who travelled so well into the race. Big win for Jason Watson, first Group 1 domestically, that was, for his now boss Roger Charlton. And fortunately for him, it worked out fine that when he just switched towards the rails just over a furlong to go, the gap stayed open. And Quadrilateral was very game in her finish as well. And Jason Watson is capping an excellent season and have a tremendous prospect. It's strange to think that only about 2 years ago he barely ridden the first winner of his career. Now look where he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And when he took the job of Roger Charlton, these are the kind of horses he was hoping to get the leg up on.
Yeah, the quietish time at the start of the season for
Roger
Charlton.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
But he's a top trainer, and they were always going to come right. And he's got the patience as well. He's got the owners. They'll have the patience and they'll the know-how as well to know that they'll be coming right sooner or later, and that's been the case. The Powerful Breeze, who was second, got to the front and travelled really well. Just got run down in the closing stages by Quadrilateral. You would imagine if they could ride that race again, James Doyle would just probably hold on a little bit longer, but that's just the way it worked out. But Powerful Breeze will be a big danger, you would have thought, to the favourite come next spring at Newmarket.
Yeah, 6-1 for Quadrilateral and 10-1 for Powerful Breeze now for the 1,000 guineas. Is she arguably a touch overpriced at that quote, Powerful Breeze? There's a lot of things to happen between now and then, but
I think it's probably just about the right price. If I was having a bet on one or two, I probably would go Powerful Breeze.
Yep.
Not necessarily thinking she's overpriced. Something could still happen. Got plenty of possibilities yet to be played, possibly even under your weather this winter. But there's no real filly. No one filly has really stamped the mark on it. You'd think this Quadrilateral has been the best of them so far, but there's still room for someone else to come up the top table, or even early next season, for example, from Aidan O'Brien. Jessica Harrington's having a tremendous time, I think. She's got Albina as well, who could be going there, amongst others. I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see some good prospects on the all-weather over the next few months as well.
And of course, Pinatubo as well. Mentioned Pinatubo on the podcast yesterday in conversation with Alistair. Impressed with his win. Obviously, it wasn't the bloodless victory that we saw the time before in Ireland, but he had to get down and dirty, had to fight for it, which in many ways is equally as impressive as when they scorched the field.
Absolutely. Because even looking back, Frankel had to sort of get his hands dirty in a few occasions as well. So it's good to see this different scenario. It was softer ground, a different track for Pinatubo, but in the end he was well on top and he's had to work a little bit, but that's all going to benefit him, you'd think, going forward anyway. So it was a different style of victory, but no worse for it. Mm. And yes, you'd love to see the horse go on win by 5-6 lengths again, turning handsprings. It wasn't to be, but I'm perfectly happy to see the horse win that way. So just really pleased that it's worked out well for Connections, because had the 5 runs this season after Ireland last time, and with the ground yesterday, they could have said, oh, maybe let's wait a little bit anyway. But no, they went for it, and Aidan O'Brien ran 4 against him. Obviously, he would have been looking at some sort of trait maybe in the favourite to get him undone, but it wasn't to be, and the right horse won, and hopefully all stays well now for the next 6 months.
Absolutely. Speaking of Frankel, as you did there, are you in the business of comparing the two? There seems to have been a lot of column inches dedicated to this already.
I'll compare them in a couple of years' time if Pinatubo's still doing the business as a 4-year-old.
Fair enough.
At the end of his 3-year-old days,
yes,
anyway.
Yeah, but not of course. Yet. Fair to say that he's achieved more as a 2-year-old than Frankel, though, which is, I guess, not really up for debate now, is it?
Yeah, the rating said that, which I think is probably just about right.
Yep.
That's just 1 year, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we move on to look at some of Monday's racing, quick line on the QE2 next week, John. Obviously, we've got a lot of good racing to come at Ascot for their usual season finale. Hope we get the meeting on, because at the time of recording, the round course is waterlogged at Ascot, so fingers crossed they're going to be okay for getting the meeting on there. But you've picked up on a bit of a market move for one in that QE2.
It's actually virtually waterlogged at this stage.
Yeah, according to the reports from the clerk of the course, it's the, I think he said it, I don't know how long he's been in the job, but I think he said it's the softest, the heaviest he's ever seen it.
Actually, I'm just now looking at the race book, which is heavy, waterlogged in places on the round course.
Which isn't great.
No, I didn't realise that at all. Yeah, we know all about the soft ground horses now when they come to the fore. And we mentioned earlier there's been a big move in the QE2 for the Revenant, the French-trained horse who won at Longchamp last weekend on very soft ground. Well, I suppose, that was to Daniel Wildenstein last Saturday. I don't actually know. I was away last weekend, so I have to go back and check how bad the ground was that day. But it won it in good style. That's maintained its excellent run now. It's 6 wins in a row. And that was a standout performance. That was a much improved performance by the horse. And just been looking at a few of these races next weekend, the likes of the sprint, the mile race, even the Champion Stakes. I mean, the Champion Stakes have got horses at the top of the market, who I don't think will be there.
Yeah.
And even the mile race, you're looking at horses and you're thinking there's room at the top for a bit of an improver. No horse has been nailing down the position. There's been a big move in the Champion Stakes for Adabe.
Yeah,
William Haggis horse.
You can
absolutely see that. Yeah. It was very impressive over a mile and a quarter in the Wolverton Stakes, which was strange. Only a listed race. It was a very strong listed race at the Royal Meeting. But we know how good a horse is on its conditions, and it will get its conditions. But even if, I think the weather forecast is for rain, but at this time of the season, it's just not going to dry up. Mm. And it's going to be real testing ground and pretty much specialist conditions there next weekend.
Absolutely. Let's turn attention on to Monday's racing now. I've got a couple of races at Musselburgh to take a look at now for John. John, I know as a backer of Oisin Murphy on the handicap betting for the Jockeys Championship, Danny Tudhope has been something of your nemesis over the last few months, but you're a professional and you accept the fact that he could have a very good day at Musselburgh on Monday.
Yeah, he's going to have a couple of good days. I'm going for Musselburgh because Windsor, I think, inspection.
7:30 inspection.
And Yarmouth, I think, is already heavy as well. So at least Middlesbrough? Musselburgh. we're talking good to soft, so it shouldn't be too bad. Go for a couple there. The 150, we're going to kick off there. The horses in question is Ollivander, David O'Mara's horse. I think it's got plenty in its favour here. Ran well last time, a similar sort of trip at Beverley. Just got beaten by Dubai Acclaim. But this horse has been in good heart for a while. Last 5 runs included 3 wins. It goes from the front or races very handily, which I think on the round course is a must at Musselburgh. It's one of the best front-running tracks around there is. So I think Ollivander's got a big chance. His market rival is How Bizarre, who was well drawn to front run and did so last time, but that was a lesser race off a modest pace. And Danny Tuddo now has to switch to Ollivander. He rode the pair of them last time up, but he'll probably know how to get How Bizarre beaten. I think Ollivander, I'll be disappointed if that can't win the 150. I'll be surprised if that can't win the 150 anyway. The condition sprinter 220. It's not a bad little race, but I'll sit that one out. I did have a look. There's a very good race on the card at 3:25.
Yeah.
A 7 furlong handicap. I was going to put up Tribal Warrior of James Tate's, but just in case they get any more rain and the ground rides softer than advertised, it's never been on less than good to firm on turf. So I'll just go away from that one. And they've actually got a valuable seller on the card at... At 4 o'clock, it's now in a £10,000 seller. Looking at the ratings of the horses, it's a far stronger race that you'll normally get in this grade. A few of these are obviously on the slippery slope, and one of them is Tamleek, but it really should just win Tamleek. It's David O'Mara, Danny Tuddo, horse again. It was rated just 3 runs ago. It was rated 105, and it's 2 runs this season for this yard. Obviously, it's not the force of old, but they weren't terrible runs.
Yep.
Beaten off 96 in the handicap at Doncaster in a 0-105 contest last time. It showed enough to suggest the horse has still got some fire in the belly, and that is all he will need, I would think, to dispose of the rivals tomorrow. So I think it's going to be a Mara Tuddope day today, or tomorrow rather, and probably again on Tuesday. So for tomorrow, it's Tamleek in the 4 o'clock. And for the actual lap itself, it would be Ollivander in the 150.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, John. The first meeting off the shelf is indeed Musselburgh on Monday. So we'll be live on Racing Radio 10 minutes for that once we go live at 10 past one. Hopefully you can join us for all of the action. Fingers crossed, we'll have racing from both Windsor, who are inspecting, and Yarmouth, who, as we heard there, no inspection plan, but it's already pretty heavy ground. We've got Gowan over in Ireland, and we've got Wolverhampton to come up on Monday evening. John, thank you very much for that, and best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.